that carefully, because in the second part we will meditate about Lord Chaitanya inviting him into our heart. I know for some of our local people this is a little bit too much advanced and no interest is there, but I hope today we have devotees who like to do this. Yes, I will also speak to the camera, because there will be many people in the internet, either now or later, who will listen to this. So I will not speak so much to you, I will not look so much at you, but this doesn't mean you can do anything you want, because definitely the atmosphere which you create will create the quality of the speech. So I invite all of you for this Gaura meditation. Today is a very special episode which has to do with this sacred part of a tree, of a sacred tree. I will tell about this, what it is, later, but it's really special. It is actually the beginning of the Gaura Avatar, which we will discuss, which took place under the Imlitala, this particular tree, of which during my last birthday I got a piece. This is a tree which can fulfill all your desires. So afterwards it will be on display. You can put your head on it, either your liberated head or your conditioned head, it doesn't matter. All your desires will be fulfilled. Good, so let us start. Liberated head.
Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada
Hare Krishna. We are in the Bhakti movement, and the idea of Bhakti is to develop devotional love to Krishna, which is expressed in a varieties of devotional services. It's this movement of love and affection for Krishna to a degree that we become totally absorbed in our mind with these loving feelings. Isn't it sometimes surprising that in a movement like ours, which is a bhakti movement, this main point of developing love is rarely spoken about nor practiced? And there is a reason. In a lecture in Mumbai, Prabhupada says, it's very difficult to understand Krishna. Then if you cannot understand Krishna, where is the question of loving Krishna? There's no love. If you have a person whom you can't understand or relate to, how will you love him? It's not possible. Then Prabhupada says, Krishna understands the difficulty which we have to develop love for him, and therefore he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us and to distribute the love. When the teacher doesn't sees that the student doesn't get it, he has to find out ways how to make the subject understandable for the student. No? So Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya is very practical. He says, let the souls become full of emotional love. Whoops, emotions. Yes, love has to do with emotions. Let them cry in ecstasy. Wow. They should become mad for Krishna. Then he says, this is the purpose of our movement. Now, love has many, many, many shades and colors. You know, there's the love of the parents to the child. There is the love of the friend to the friend. There is the love of the lover to his or her beloved. But there are various colors also, not just various types. And the type of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tries to teach has a very particular color. It is in the mood of longing for Krishna. A mood means an inner orientation. I am not yet with you, Krishna, but I see you are my only need, my only necessity. It's more important for me than likes on my Facebook. Wow! That I developed love for you. And Lord Chaitanya was crying for this end. Yugaitam nimeshena. And the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were calling, Hey Radhe, Hey Vraja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nandasuno, Kutaha. Kutaha means, where are you? Radha, Krishna, where are you? So you can see the color of this love is love in separation. You long for it. So in preparation to this lecture, I tried to do this today. I woke up a little later because I was tired from the last Italy-Serbia tour. It was very strenuous. So then I said, I'm so tired, I need to first of all refresh myself. So I fell into our lake patch, swam a little, and then came out. And I was sitting down, I was taking my japa, and then I thought, how will I put Mahaprabhu's process into practice? He teaches how to develop love by chanting the names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in a particular mood. You have identified it, the mood of separation, or you could say another word, longing, yearning for it. So I set myself down. I said, okay, I'm here, an old man who is at the evening of his life, and I feel in my heart, I need you, Krishna. I've started this process to feel your presence in my heart, and I'm where I am. I'm not so advanced as I would like to be, but now I'm calling out to you, Krishna. I'm calling out in this village of Neuruppin, where the Croatian football team is staying, who have lost and are no longer playing because they were not good enough. I'm calling out in this town of Neuruppin your name in a mood of longing. And my dear devotees, it became such a wonderful chanting that I forgot the time and got a sunburn. Wonderful. It's not about the sunburn, which is wonderful, forgetting the time. Then it started to rain, and I was so much chanting, oh Krishna, I only need you, that I did not want to go inside, and I felt, oh my Lord, may I one day develop also tears like this rain shower for you, because then I know I can be with you. That's the price I heard for my spiritual master. The price for entry into the spiritual world are tears. Yes, it's quite, and bhakti is quite something, you know. It is deep. So then I was so grateful to Lord Chaitanya. I completed all my rounds, first with sunburn, then with rain. But the main point was the feeling in the heart of longing, because that's this particular color of love through which we can obtain Krishna, we people from this material world. That's where we, that's the path, the road of loving tears for Krishna. So, where did this all start? Where did this mood of love start? Where did Lord Chaitanya's appearance start? This is one of the most mysterious and most wonderful stories, which we will share with you in two Gaura Lila evenings. It will today be part one, and whenever the next Gaura Lila evening is, it will be part two. I call this lecture series The Laboratory of Love, in which the golden avatar appears. I do not know, some of you are very familiar with alchemical laboratories. I have heard that there's still a reconstruction of such a laboratory in Prague. And I even heard from some inside circles there are still alchemists, very hidden, who are trying to who experiment with the formula of transformation in their laboratories. So in this laboratory of love, Krishna entered and he transformed, and when he came out, he had a golden glow and was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow! So let us start. In Vrindavan Dham, there is one sacred place that shines forth amongst all other sacred places. It's a particular tree. It's the Imlitala tree. In Dvarapar Yuga, that means in a time long gone, Radharani was crowned under this tree to be the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari. Yes, one Vrindavan Neshwari Devi Dasi with us, who gives pleasure to our heart. This place, Vrindavaneshwari, is your place. You must find it, Imlitala. And thereafter, in another age, Krishna sat under the same tree and attained the fulfillment of three unfulfilled desires. He always wondered, what is so special about me that Radharani loves me so much that when I'm not there, she cries for me and her cries are so intense that stone breaks. Wow, that's intense. Much later, Nityananda came to this tree and he knew this tree will be the most important tree in Vrindavan. And with his own hands, he lovingly made a sitting place there. What he had in mind was, he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his visit to Vrindavan, would also sit under this tree and perform his worship of Radha and Krishna, and he knew he would become so emotionally involved that his golden form would turn black again. When you are emotionally involved and you feel some love, you may become red here. No, and I can see the second generation very often. They have very often. When Lord Chaitanya becomes so involved in thinking with love about Radha and Krishna, he turns back into his blackish color, the color of Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya, you remember, he's inside who? Krishna, and outside? Radha. No? So the Radha glow goes away and the Krishna glow comes out. So three very, very important events took place. The coronation of Radha as the queen of Vrindavan, Krishna sitting in another age here and longing for Radha, who had left him and gone to Mansarova, another lake, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is so special that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quoted to have said, this tree is so special that he said, I'm living eternally at Imlitala. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, our temples should take this Imlitala temple as the standard to aspire to. The devotion of these devotees here is very rare. It's a very particular tree. It's the love tree. So in this katha, we will hear a little bit about it. Hare. Everyone please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to come to Vrindavan very often. In fact, he made a minimum of 3 attempts to go to Vrindavan. But his devotees in Puri always did something to keep him in Puri, because they felt if our Lord goes to Vrindavan, he might never return. But one the time came when they could not keep him any longer. A passing plate was arranged. This was a plate of bronze where King Pratapa Rudra's government had said the passenger of this plate is protected by His Majesty Pratapa Rudra, and he should be given free passage wherever he goes. This is the desire of the government of Pratapa Rudra. So Mahaprabhu had this rare golden plate, and he could therefore go through the land of India, which was governed by a foreign government who was often looting pilgrims and keeping them from moving. But no one wanted to mess with Pratapa Rudra's government. So Mahaprabhu had a safe passage to Vrindavan. He finally reached there after an ecstatic journey. He arrived on the Rasa Purnima day on the 1st of November 1515 in the month of Kartik. Just for those who like the historic record. When he passed along the road on his way to Vrindavan, his love increased 100 times. He had already so much love. When he saw Lord Jagannath, he was crying so much tears of love that you find footprints, his footprints, on the stone near the Garuda pillar, because this was washed, they were washed into the stone by his tears. But his love increased 100 times on the road to Vrindavan. When he reached Mathura, his love increased 1,000 times. And finally, when he wandered through the forest of Vrindavan, his love increased 100,000 times. Love is something which is in the heart, but it is shown by external symptoms. It is shown by voluntary actions. For instance, a lover might pick a gift, like a pony horse, and bring it to the beloved. But there are also involuntary reactions, like a lover may from time to time sit with his head bent down, and there are tears coming, and no one except an expert knows what has moved his heart to tears. A love cannot be seen directly, but by the actions of a lover and by also the involuntary symptoms like tears, becoming pale in the face, and so on. when Mahaprabhu came with this love times 100,000 to Vrindavan, all moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan became jubilant just to see the Lord. They behaved as if they were friends made happy by seeing another friend. They seemed to recognize him, in other words. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to embrace every tree and every creeper out of love, and they responded to him not like typical trees and creepers do, who will just stand silent and maybe they feel something, but no, they brought fruits to Mahaprabhu. It was an exchange. The Lord became restless, his body trembled in jubilation, and tears were running down. He said very loudly, "Chant Krishna," or in Bengali, "Krishna Bala."
Krishna Bala.
Yeah, but it was much louder. Krishna Bala.
Krishna Bala.
Yes, and then all the non-moving and moving creatures responded by also saying, "Krishna Bala."
Krishna Bala.
Yes. Wonderful, you do very nicely. The trees and creepers became jubilant. The twigs stood up and began to shed tears of ecstasy. Can you imagine a tree shedding tears of ecstasy? The bumblebees and birds, like the parrots and cuckoos, began to sing loudly. Now, one time, there were some very shy deers there, but the deers were attracted to the love of Lord Chaitanya, and they came to him, and Lord Chaitanya saw their big eyes, which reminded him of the lotus eyes of Krishna, and he actually clasped their necks and began to cry with the deer. It's a trans-species. It goes beyond the limitations of species. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the banks of the Yamuna, and there he found this very special tree. The tree has left his body, and his son is now growing there, and something, but I have here this part of this old tree, the same tree, and I begged that I can explain everything nicely so that you will understand. There is a verse in, there are many verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about trees. Before I read this to you, I want to say to you that even now there are trees in Vrindavan, and a pilgrim, the secret tip is that you identify one tree which is your tree, so to say, and you go to this tree regularly and you pour water at his roots, and then you pray to the tree to fulfill your desires. Primanjali, this you have not yet tried, I think. I think, why not try it, and all your desires, even the secret ones which are not meant for public, for the public, might be fulfilled. I have a tree which I take care of since 2 years, since I heard this, and I feel my life has changed in many wonderful ways, because it's the trees who grow in Vrindavan who can give blessings even to someone who's not fixed in Dharma, who does not know the Vedic scriptures, and who does not chant with tears in his eyes the holy name. The trees can give blessings to this. But you should do some service, no? Some bisleri water. And sing to the tree. And like this. So trees, yes. The next morning after his arrival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm reading from CC, returned to Vrindavan. He used to sleep there at a place called Akruragat, where Krishna showed the residents of Vrindavan the spiritual world. And every morning he went from Akruragat to this tree, Imlital, where he took rest. It's also recommended under sacred trees, rest, sleep there. The tamarind tree, this Imlital tree, was very old, having been there since the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Beneath the tree was a dazzling sitting platform. Do you know who had made the sitting platform? Lord Nityananda, yes. Since the river Jamuna flowed near Imlital, a very cool breeze blew there. While there, the Lord saw the sublime beauty of Vrindavan and the pristine water of the Jamuna. Before returning to Akrura Theatre to take lunch at noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath this ancient tamarind tree and engage in Nam Sankirtan. Whenever Mahaprabhu would come to Vrindavan, to Vrindavan town, he would sit here in solitude until noon. No? Then noon came, sun went up, and he returned to Akruragat, where his servant had cooked the lunch prasadam. Then Mahaprabhu would eat lunch, and he would actually see people there. But in under this tree, he would rarely see anyone. He was just engaged in bhajan. It's this tree. What is again so special about this mysterious tree? When Krishna had appeared 4,500 years ago, he who knows the heart of everyone could not understand the heart, one heart of Radha. And this moved him. He became restless. He wanted to understand what is going on in her heart. He wanted to understand the extent of her love. He wanted to understand the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. And he wanted to understand the happiness which Radha felt when she received Krishna's love. I think those of you who have children know this. When you tell your child or you show your child that the child matters to you, then the child becomes very happy. Or those who live in a relationship, when you show your partner that you love your partner very much, then the partner will become very happy and safe in the heart. No? You are grihasthas. You have studied this, I think. So, when Radha feels the love of Krishna, she feels so happy. And Krishna wanted to understand how happy exactly does she feel. So to understand these three things, it's all about Radha's love. He had to change. He had to stop being Krishna. He had to see himself through the eyes of Radha. Do you know that only a lover can only a lover feels a particular type of love? I remember when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, and the devotees said, Prabhupada looks so beautiful, the spiritual master of this movement. I thought, well, beauty is usually attributed to a young person, but he is already, 70 years old. How he can be many things, but how is he beautiful? I could not understand until I became his disciple and could see there was some a specific type of glow which came out of him. But I first needed to become a disciple to understand. No? In the same way, you may feel when you see another disciple who is a student of some spiritual master, not your own one, and you see they love him so much, they give him presents, and wow, he's the greatest in their eyes, and you think, I can't see that, I can't feel that. But you respectfully say, I'm happy that you found your connection. But so you love and beauty is seen through the eyes, through the eyes of a lover. Also Krishna, there are many great devotees who are so mad after Krishna, and you, a new devotee, might think, well, I mostly forget him and think of pizza all day. I can't understand what they see in him. Yes, because you need the eyes of a lover to see the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna wanted to have the eyes of Radha, and he needed to become like Radha and adopt her mood. The love of Radha is expressed in this verse, which will make you smile. Venu karani patita skalitam shikandam brashtam chapita vasanam vajarajasuno yasya kataksha sharadata vimuchitasya tamradikam paricharami kadarasena. When will I delight in the service of Radha? When Radha looks at Krishna, Krishna feels her glance like an arrow, and he faints. First, his flute falls out of his grasp. Then the peacock feathers on his head become loosened and fall on the ground. And finally, his yellow shawl slips from his neck. You know, when a hero is struck by the arrow of a stronger hero, he may faint, he may lose his weapon, and sometimes he may even lose his dhoti. Hare Krishna! So Krishna makes hundreds of gopis faint with his glances, but when his heroine Radha casts a glance at him, gone is our hero. His turban falls to the ground, chuck, his flute falls out of his grasp. And sometimes here a modest translation is given, his shawl falls to the ground. Other translators find his garment falls to the ground. Wow, how does Krishna look without his garment? Very attractive. So this is the love of Radha. It is so strong, it makes God faint. And God wants to know, what is this? What is this feeling? I know everything, but this I don't feel. All of you, can you remember when you were in love? Can you remember what it did to you, this feeling? Maybe long, long back. I think we all know love can be the sweetest of thing, but it can turn into the most bitter disappointment and can make us vulnerable and scream when with pain when it is not requited, when it is not responded to, when we love but nothing comes back. The scriptures always tell us, yes, there is a reflection of the love of God here in this world, and already this reflection makes the world go around, makes people do many extraordinary things. But the original is much, much stronger. A reflection can never have all the qualities of the original. A reflected apple, a mirrored apple, never tastes juicy, for instance. So the reflected love which we are experiencing in this world is nice for some time, but it cannot last for long. Unfortunately not. So great saints and devotees have told us, go for the eternal love, for the original, which has three qualities. It is heavy with astonishment. Wow! You are always astonished. Heavy with it's ever fresh. You have never seen it. What you see today is always different from what you see yesterday. It's not boring. And it is eternal. It lasts forever. So that saints are encouraging us to look where we can find this. So in the Varaha Sanghita, this will be our last thing today, there is a long passage about what happened under the tree. Can I tell it to you? Ananda Nitai, you are ready?
Yes.
Concentrated?
Yes.
Oh, good. Once, Lord Varaha met his beloved consort. Who is the wife of Varaha? What? Lakshmi. Bhumi, yes. The earth. They had intimate contact when Varaha lifted her up. Then Mother Bhumi felt, my Lord is here, and she opened herself for him entirely, and the son was born. Yes. Dharani is her name. Bhumi has many names. Dharani means the one who maintains all living beings. So once Lord Varaha was enjoying the conversation with Dharani, the earth goddess, and he said, let us now discuss about Imlital, this mysterious place. It's on the bank of the Yamuna River. There are many beautiful trees who have raised sitting platforms around them. These trees have a very special significance in Krishna Lila. Once Krishna was in the mood of despair and sorrow because Radha had not been satisfied with his love and had moved far away. So Krishna felt pangs of separation, and he became immersed. Do you think what God does if he wants to overcome his separation, his sadness?
He chants
the names of Radha. He went, Radha, 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 Radha. And as he was chanting in a mood of separation, he felt in his heart great, great ecstasy taking place. And Krishna said, then Varaha said, let me explain in detail how this happened. One day, Sri Krishna Chanda was performing his rasa dance with the gopis in the middle of Vrindavan. His divine dark body was smeared with bright sandalwood. He was having a beautiful garland which was swinging because he was dancing. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And so on. And he was dressed in a splendid yellow pitambara. That's like a shawl. When he entered the dancing arena, he was dancing like this, there were golden earrings dancing on his ears, which made nice light on his cheeks. Absorbed in ecstasy, Krishna enjoyed with millions of gopis there. How could he enjoy with millions of gopis? He's one person. Do you know? He expanded himself. The scriptures say this is the opinion of the Aishwarya Jnani Bhaktas. Those who are Madhurya, they know that he, the same Lord, somehow could move so fast that he was with everyone. So both is correct. It's just a matter of perspective. He was unaware of whom he was embracing, whom he was kissing, and with whom he was doing what. Thus he became extremely happy. He danced in ecstasy. He enjoyed many pastimes with the gopis, and he performed alapa in the fifth note. Alapa is a song which has no words. It's just singing without words. Ta na 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 ri 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 ri. This is one song which the Lord sang. It's alapa. It goes up and it displays the musical richness of music, the rasa of good music. When you have words, you have to put the music to the words. It's sometimes you can't bring out the scope of all the musical notes. So in alapa it goes, it is very nice. And the gopis clap the hands in rhythm. And the singing showered sublime nectar on all. Everyone praised Krishna and glorified him. You sing very nice. And then he started to personally dance with each of the gopis. However, Radha saw that her expertise, her unique expertise in loving pastimes, could not fully manifest to satisfy Krishna. And out of a transcendental sulkiness, she quickly left the great festival of the rasa dance along with her sakhi. They quickly crossed the Yamuna and went to the other bank, and there quickly went to one place which you can all visit today. It's called the Mansarova, and they sat there separated from Krishna, whom they had just left on their own accord, and started to cry tears of separation that began to fill this particular lake. Who of you has visited Mansarova? Oh yeah, have you cried there? Because of the sunshine maybe. So Meanwhile, Krishna suddenly found Radharani missing in the great festival of the Rasa dance. In an extreme desperation, he left the dance area and all the other gopis in search of Radha. Now, amongst all the millions of gopis, only Radha can fully satisfy the loving thirst of Krishna. So he called out her name, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe.
Where are you?
Where are you?
My prana priya.
My prana priya.
Prana, of course, means the life force, and priya means who's dear to my life force. Please give me your darshan. Without you, I cannot maintain my life. Cupid has seen me without you, and what does he do? He tortures me with one arrow after the other, which dig into my heart and constantly pierce me. This pain is unbearable. Please show me your beautiful face and save me from the sharp arrows of Cupid. So when Krishna could not find Radha, he went to one particular tree on the banks of the Yamuna. He sat down and he began to chant Radha Naam, Radhe, 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 Radhe. The yogis meditate in their caves about the Supreme Brahman and the light. But the devotees of Radha meditate on the light which comes from Srimati Radharani's toenails, and that destroys the darkness in their hearts. Even Krishna meditates about this light. There's a particular meditation which devotees learn from Prabodhananda Saraswati. It says like this, oh my dear everyone, leave the world which is made of three gunas. Leave it behind and enter the great light of Brahman. See how the light concentrates and becomes condensed and becomes filled with delight. Then enter through this delight-filled or rasa-filled light into the beautiful land of Vrindavan. And then the meditation continues, where you first see the forest of Vrindavan, then Radha and Krishna, then you see a group of gopis there, and amongst them Manjaris, and you go into one of the bodies of the Manjaris and approach Radha and Krishna, singing and doing service. It's a Vaishnava meditation, which we can do at another time, if we want. As Krishna chanted Radhe, 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 a soft yellow glow started to come out of his heart, because as he chanted Radha's name, he was meditating about Radha in the heart, and her, by this meditation, a glow came out of his heart and began to come out of his body, and then covered his body, and he became golden colored. For those who like to sing kirtans and like to learn how to improve their kirtan, this is how you chant. You chant and then you bring Radha and Krishna in your heart. You think in your heart, oh, as a worship. It is meant to worship the singing, and then your audience will get the sound and something about Krishna. The kirtan leader should withdraw his thoughts from the world and from, you know, hopefully everyone likes my kirtan. No, that's not the idea. He brings it in his heart. He thinks of Radha and Krishna and worships them, and then this kirtan becomes Krishna conscious kirtan. No, that is what we want to do, or Radha conscious, Radha Krishna conscious kirtan. So, my dear devotees, if you want to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu historically as a personality who appeared in a certain time or a certain culture, you will fail. It's like trying to understand a beautiful symphony by reading the notations. You will not understand the beauty of the melodies unless you are very, very trained. I think Nitai Gunamani, you can read notes and then hear it in your mind? A little, yeah. But to understand Lord Chaitanya as he appeared like this in Bengal, he was this high, he did this and this and so on, you will miss the whole point. Lord Chaitanya can be understood only spiritually. He is Radha and Krishna coming together, perhaps like the incense fragrance of one incense and the fragrance of another incense comes together and builds one enchanting smoke. Now, normally when two people come together, you have two eyes plus two eyes is four eyes. Two nostrils plus two nostrils is four nostrils. What else? Two ears plus two ears and so on, no? But when Radha and Krishna come together, they become one. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one tongue and one mouth. It's one. Just like when two fragrances come together and mix, it becomes one. And this is the ontological explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a love incarnation, so to say. So as Radha and Krishna were in two separate places, their servants, the small little, not the girlfriends of Radha, but the servants, the maid servants of Radha, who are called Manjaris, thought this can't go on. And they went all over Vrindavan to find Krishna and find the way to bring Radha and Krishna together. So they saw Krishna finally in Imlital under the tree. But how did he look? Golden, not like Krishna. The little Manjaris. They ran back to Radha. No, first they said, but Lord Krishna felt Mahananda, the highest bliss in his heart by chanting Radha Nam and becoming aware of Radha, and so much that he had turned golden. And the Manjaris could not bring him. There was so they talked amongst themselves. Oh, my dear girlfriends, yes, behold, in a deep mood of separation from Radharani, immersed in the mood of Vipralamba, this is none other than our Madan Mohan Sri Krishna, adorned with a golden complexion and mood of our Sri Radha. But alas, Krishna Gauranga is so absorbed that he does not react to the presence of Radha and her sakis. There's only one thing to do to bring him back. Radha must come here and Radha must touch his body, and then he will wake up. So we will end here. And I request you to sit straight. And in your mind, you may go under this Imlitala tree. This is our representative of the tree. And you may remember whatever you can from this pastime. I like to just see Krishna in a golden form sitting under that tree and just being there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So I want to say goodbye to all of you on the internet. Oops. Once again, I want to say goodbye to all of you on the internet who see this now and who see this when all of us who are now here in this room are no longer, when we have put our bodies in the funeral pyre and hopefully gone to Krishna, then this will still be there on the internet. And yes, I do hope that this serves you in understanding a little bit more about this wonderful appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As I said, this is only part one. Watch out for part two. Hare Krishna.